the Caffeinated Thoughts Podcast. Hi, this is Shane Vanderhart. Welcome back to another episode. Have you heard of the Great Commission? Well, Barna Research Group recently found that 51% of churchgoers have not heard of the Great Commission. Only 17% know it's associated with Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, where Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Is it important that people know what the Great Commission is? I believe so. The Great Commission is one of the probably the most important task of the church. It's the reason we are not raptured when we come to Christ. And how are we doing as a church with the Great Commission? How are we doing locally? How are we doing internationally? I had a conversation late last week, with Larry Andrews. He's the president and CEO of Partners International. And I asked him those questions, and he talks up his organization, where he thinks the church is at in reaching the unreached internationally. And he also talks about the International Day of the Unreached. But before we get to that conversation, first, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Brian Myers. When I needed a better life insurance plan, I found it with Travis Riswold of Modern Woodmen of America. When I first met Travis, he wasn't like some other life insurance agents that can be pushy and try to get you to buy something. Travis just made himself available to me. That was it. He told me to let him know if and when I needed anything, and he stayed in touch. When the day came and I did need to make some changes with my life insurance, Travis met with me and walked me through several options so I could make an informed decision. Ultimately, it was the best decision for my situation. So if you need a life insurance plan that makes sense for you, call my friend Travis Riswold with Modern Woodmen. His number is 515-883-0029. That's Travis Riswold with Modern Woodmen. He can help you find the life insurance you need. Call him at 515-883-0029.
At American Principles Project, we believe that human dignity should be at the heart of public policy. We work in all 50 states and in Washington, D.C. to promote life, religious freedom, local control over education, authentic economic progress for working Americans, and a return to constitutional principles such as federalism. Want to help American Principles Project? Visit our website today, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. That's AmericanPrinciples, P-L-E-S, Project.org. Sign up for email updates. Help us out. We want to work with you. That's AmericanPrinciplesProject.org.
And we're back. Without further ado, here's my conversation with Larry Andrews with Partners International. Larry, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. I first wanted to ask you, what is your organization, Partners International? What do you guys do? How long have you been with it? And how can people get involved?
Okay. Well, thank you, Shane. I appreciate you having me on here and the chance to get to talk about Partners International and reaching the unreached, because that's just a big part of my personal heart, and I hope to share that enthusiasm with your listeners. So Partners International is a mission agency that for 75 years has been dedicated to supporting the work of indigenous ministry organizations that are focused on reaching the unreached people in the world. So our staff has all been about dedicating our intentionality around developing and casting strength to the vision that these ministry partners bring, with the understanding that they are in the best place proximity-wise. It's their culture, it's their people, and it's their context that getting behind the vision that they have locally to help them expand, fund, grow, and strengthen their ministries, all with the intentional purpose of reaching the unreached and planting a multiplying church, is the ministry that Partners has been doing for 75 years.
Wow. So
I joined the organization 5 years ago as the president and CEO. Coming off, I've been a Christian since I was back in college, and spent 28 years in the marketplace serving organizations like Procter & Gamble and Hewlett-Packard, and I just felt the call about 6 years ago that God was really preparing me for something different. And I had worked with local international organizations quite a bit in my last 10 years in the marketplace. And when I learned about this ministry of Partners International and how they operate, what's their mentality, their outcome, and their casting vision and their ethos for partnership, I just really love this ministry model and just felt God opened the door for me to come and be a part of this, which it's been wonderful.
Kind of received a halftime calling then, huh? Just
well, actually, that's exactly what I did, Shane. I actually went through a process with the halftime organization based in Dallas to really help me shape my own personal mission and vision and get my like wiring. What does God really want me to do? And that led to sort of crystallizing a mission and vision for myself. And then as a follow-up to that, you know, the Holy Spirit really led the way in introducing me to Partners International, and it was just a great connection. I felt a lot of confirmation that, man, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people have misconceptions about the only type of people who can be involved in missions work. You know, I have to be a pastor or a church planter, but that's not true, right?
Absolutely not true. Thank goodness. Right. The Great Commission in itself is such a passionate part of who Christ is. You know, I'm firmly entrenched in the biblical clarity that every single one of his followers that call Christ Lord are called to be part of the Great Commission, of reaching the unreached, of evaluating what has God put in us and what role are we supposed to be playing to fulfill that mission, because that's the one that Jesus left us with, right? So I believe every Christ follower is gifted to do that at some level, and that every church has a calling both to reach their neighborhoods, you know, their Jerusalem, if you will, the regions that they're in, their Samarias, and some aspect of intentionality around reaching the uttermost parts of the world.
Right, and for our listeners who aren't aware of that biblical reference, that's Acts 1:8.
That's correct. Thank
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope a lot of our listeners are aware of that, but I don't want to make an assumption. Speaking of Great Commission, there was a poll recently done by Barna Group that showed only 51% of churchgoers have heard of the Great Commission, but only 17% actually know exactly what it is and what Bible verse it's referring to, which would be Matthew 28:18-20. You know, that's kind of jarring. I mean, it's a little bit better when you look at it among evangelicals. 60% have heard of it and remember what it is, and 74% of church-going evangelicals could identify it among several verses. But I guess I wanted to ask you this: as your organization interacts with local churches, are they seeing that? Are they catching the vision for Christ's heart for the unchurched and their role in evangelism, not only internationally but locally as well?
Yeah, I think, Shane, in large part, if I had to look at the church, Big C Church in the U.S. specifically, I would say the answer is not really. And it comes across to me, if I just look at what the church is investing its resources in, you know, we've seen information just in the last couple of years that suggests less than 2% of all financing that goes into missions work that the church does is focused on reaching the unreached. The other 98% is on essentially exhorting and building and strengthening the existing church. Okay. So I think if you look at it just from that perspective, I think Jesus' heart to be mission-minded and to be unreached-focused and to really carry out the intentionality of his mission, which is to reach those places that have never been reached. You know, the 2 billion people on this planet who have still never heard the gospel, nor even, in some cases, even heard the name of Jesus, That is an issue that I think burdens God's heart. I mean, he would want all of us to be well aware of this and to embrace it, and it would show up in terms of how and when we use resources. So I'm convinced it's not a matter of we have the resources, we have the workers, and we have, but we don't have the intentional will. So I think one of the reasons that I loved the International Day for the Unreached is an alliance organization of which Partners International is a part of, and there's 12 ministries that are coming together to try to really wake up the church and extend an invitation to really advocate for the unreached and to help every church explore what is it that God wants us specifically to do to be part of that great commission of reaching the unreached.
I wanted to ask you about the church, you know, basically what you said regarding the church's lack of involvement or passion for unreached groups. And I don't want to circle back to International Day of the Unreached, but what do you think, what do you think is behind this lack of passion? What do you think some of the, you know, what are some of the problems you think that exist that lead to this?
Wow, that's a big question, Shane.
Well, hey, that's why I get paid the big bucks. So, ask.
Yeah, I would say really it's just the church in general has become self-sufficient. You know, I read a recent quote and it just kind of jarred me because I had to think that it was partially true that, you know, if the Spirit of God advocated itself away from our Sunday morning services, would much change? Would the service, would our heart, would our you know, sermons, would our worship, would it change much? Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, I hope it would like change significantly. But part of me is thinking, you know, we just need God's Spirit to convey to us, for us to surrender to His heart and to be a church that is passionate about rekindling what is important to God. And obviously, this mission of Jesus was super clear. He left us with really one real mission, and that was like, man, there's a lot of people that need to hear who I am. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's that passion that God has to breathe into someone, and that's what we should be inviting ourselves into. That hey, if my heart's not there, what can God show me, and how can He show me that? Makes it clear to me, so it really becomes a part of who I am, and I'm just seeing it as like, this is the way I'm called to serve Jesus. I wasn't just called to be saved and to have this awesome intimate relationship with God,
right?
But I was called with a purpose, and that's to give that intimacy to those that desperately need to hear God's word and be saved from our sin.
Yeah, whether it's across the street or around the world.
Because
it seems like it's so easy, I think, for a believer to, once they place their faith in Christ, to get into the, you know, their bubble and not break out of their bubble. Because it seems like, you know, when we first come to Christ, you came to Christ in college, I did too. Had a lot of unbelieving friends, but by attrition, unless you're purposeful about it, they tend to, you know, they tend to fall away. You start hanging out with like-minded people. You get to know people in the church, which we need to do because we need fellowship. We need that sharpening. But you lose that intentionality, and that I think that there's a tendency to lose that heart and that passion, and we tend to forget that was the position I was in, you know, not that many years ago, and you know, how best to, well, obviously God's got to do a work and bring revival into His church and open up people's eyes. You know, I pray that God gives me the eyes that Jesus had when He looked upon the crowds and saw that they were helpless and like sheep without a shepherd, you know, John 9, that God would give us His heart for these people. And I'm assuming that is part of what, you know, that the International Day of the Unreached wants to educate, but also lead people in prayer for God to rekindle their passion or kindle a passion if they never had a passion for those who are lost?
Absolutely, Shane. If our desired outcomes, and what I loved about the movement of the International Day for the Unreached, is it's an invitation to the church, you know, to pray and to advocate for the unreached and to look intentionally at how they're serving the unreached, both here and abroad, and how to share the message, not just with the congregation, but with the, sort of the mission and purpose of the church itself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some great resources that the International Day for the Unreached has made available on the website, dayfortheunreached.org.
Okay, I was gonna follow up with the question. Where is that website? I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, dayfortheunreached.org. It's got information. It's got great collateral and resources. There's a prayer guide. There's this action guide that a church can download. There's suggested sermon topics. There's mm-hmm. social media content that could be shared within the church. They've got great radio spots. I mean, just all the different ways that you can advocate within the church, your church. So for everybody listening, I'm talking about your church, mm-hmm. To be involved with, to give God the space to answer the simple question, do I embrace or reject Jesus' mission as my mission? ?
Right.
I think every believer needs to ask themselves that question, because it's difficult to, in the world that we live in. We want to make up several different missions that Jesus has, and he really just had one.
Right.
And do we just embrace that as our own mission? And that's a good question to wrestle to the ground.
Definitely. And for those who are wondering, International Day of the Unreached is on May 20th, right? Pentecost Sunday.
So every year we've been trying to use an event to sort of bring the church together. And it's on Pentecost every year. So Sunday, May 20th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, there'll be a live Facebook live event. You can go to Facebook and just look under Day for the Unreached, and you'll find the Facebook page. It's going to be just a wonderful collection of inspiring message, some great music, and just a real challenge, right? And I would encourage all of your listeners to just jump in and sign up for that and just check it out, right? I think it will be heart-stirring, and I think it'll be time well spent, because if there's any day where God would want to say, as a reminder, you know, what are we called to do? Pentecost, you know, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit extends that whole, the reason, what moves in us to make that question that Jesus asked us, are we making his mission our mission? That when the Spirit of God comes into our lives, there'll be a clear yes to that question.
Absolutely. And again, the website is?
It's www.dayfortheunreached.org.
And where can people learn more about Partners International?
Yeah, our website is partnersintl.org. And we'd love for them to come visit. You know, our getting ready to celebrate our 75 years. God has taught us a lot about partnership, and we just continue to look at the unreached areas of the world. And we have partnerships with hundreds of churches that we do ministry with, and individuals and foundations. And part of our mission is to help not just get these ministry partners in these difficult areas of the world established and strengthened, but to invite individuals and churches and businesses to jump in and to become part of these partnerships where they can actively invest in and engage the work that's going on in the unreached areas of the world. That's probably the most beautiful part of the ministry model that I just have a lot of passion towards.
Excellent. Well, hey, David, thank you so much for your time. Larry, not David, sorry.
No worries.
I talked with a guy named David earlier this morning. Appreciate your time, and God bless you with your work, and we'll be happy to promote this and get the word out, and certainly participate as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for this chance just to meet you, Shane, and what you do. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye. And that concludes today's episode of the Caffeinated Thoughts podcast. If you happen to be listening to this podcast somewhere other than on our website, be sure to check out caffeinatedthoughts.com. Again, that's caffeinatedthoughts.com, or Google Caffeinated Thoughts, and it'll show up at the top of your search screen. Please also be sure to sign up for our emails, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. That way you don't miss a single update. Hey, this is Shane Vanderhart. Until next time, my friends, take care.